great to have Chris Antonetti stop by here in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And Chris, have been talking to the guys and, of course, members of the coaching staff and the like. Boy, it all ended so abruptly in 2017. For players, they've talked about they can use that as a motivational tool, kind of fuels their fire a little bit. Administratively, front office wise, how do you bounce back from that perspective?
Well, we have the same emotions, obviously, the profound disappointment of it ending. But our reality is we need to turn the page quickly and get going on our offseason. And that's what we did. And I don't think it's something you ever get over, but you have to move past and try to learn from it and then tackle the business at hand. And that's, you know, finding a way to make sure our 2018 team is as competitive as possible.
So people look at the ball club and they say, well, they didn't really make that splashy offseason move. But talk about some of the tweaks. Certainly Yonder Alonso's not a tweak. He was an all-star. But talk about some of the changes that were made.
Well, I think one of the things that's important to remember is that we don't build teams in any one offseason. In fact, we try to take a multi-year approach to team building. And so our 2018 team is a result of a lot of decisions we've made in the years preceding this. So whether it's multi-year contracts and, you know, Michael Brantley, Josh Tomlin, Jason Kipnis, guys like that who otherwise would have been free agents, or it's trades. You know, at the time we traded for Andrew Miller in 2016, we had a range of options that we were considering, and a lot of those options would no longer be on our team in 2018. And one of the reasons we traded for Andrew at that time was not only to impact 2016, but impact 2017 and 2018 as well. So there's been a lot of decisions we've made that have gone into building the 2018 team that have been years in the making. And then this offseason, what we sought to do was complement that group. And, you know, a big loss when Carlos Santana, who had been a staple of our franchise, and we felt that Yonder was a good complement and could fill a hole for us on our team and complement the group of guys that we have. And I think we're excited to bring him into the fold and think he'll contribute to us.
Do you think that signing kind of went under the radar a little bit?
I don't know. It's not. I think who wins the offseason isn't necessarily who wins during the season. So I think our focus is what do we need to do to build the best team possible with the resources we have. And we've been incredibly fortunate that we'll have a franchise high payroll again this year and continue to receive great support from ownership. And we like the team we have heading into spring training.
One of the things that you can't control is the health of players. Now, obviously, there's some health concerns as people look to bounce back at Danny Salazar, or Michael Brantley, and down the line. What can you tell our listeners as far as that progress is concerned?
Well, the good news is most of those guys are doing really well. Danny's the one that we have the least certainty on. He's just now continuing to build up his throwing volume and how quickly he'll be able to ramp up that intensity, we're not quite sure. So whether or not he'll be ready for opening day is a little bit uncertain. I'd say he's less likely than more likely. Michael Brantley continues to make great progress. He's met every checkpoint along the way. He's at the point of now running. He's hitting. He's throwing. I think what we now need to see is how well he does moving in different directions, how well he does at those really quick decelerations. And once we have a sense of that, we'll get an idea when we'll be able to get him games and then just progress his volume up from there.
Chris, this organization now has a championship feel to it. You're just on this wave, and of course yourself and Cherney and Tito have kind of led in that direction. Do you allow yourself the opportunity at any time to step back and go, man, we're on a pretty nice run right here, and we've got to find a way to just keep this thing going?
Well, I think we've tried to appropriately appreciate the success. That said, we have not won that last game. But, you know, we have done some good things as a group. I think someone pointed out we have the best record in the American League over the last five seasons. And I think the next closest team is 22 wins behind us. But unfortunately, that doesn't mean much moving forward. We need to make sure that we are doing what we can to make 2018, 2019 as successful as possible, because whatever happened in the past is over with. We now need to focus on what's in front of us.
So talk a little bit about the expectations for 2018. I would imagine the goal is October baseball. Mm-hmm. That bar is pretty high.
Absolutely. I think what we try to do is for the last handful of seasons is find a way to make the postseason and then see how things go from there. And as we saw in 2016, even though the script may not be what you'd envision getting to that point, once you get to the postseason, anything can happen. Even though we weren't at full strength, we found a way to play to that last game. Didn't win it, but found a way to play there. in 2017. We were in a much better position going into the postseason, but with the uncertainties in the postseason, all the different things that can happen in short series, it didn't play out the way we wanted. So our goal is just let's find a way to get back there and then take our chances once we do.
Again, talking with Chris Antonetti, final question for you, more of an off-the-field question, but the Chief Wahoo issue during the offseason. Now that the word is out and perhaps that initial reaction has subsided somewhat, do you sense that everyone, or I should say perhaps the majority, is accepting of this and it's time to move forward?
I hope so. It's a complicated issue with certainly very strong sentiments on both sides. I think anytime you reach a middle ground negotiated resolution, inevitably there are going to be some people that aren't happy about it, and we understand that. But hopefully what we've at least been able to do is now have a clear path moving forward and work through what has been a very complicated issue with a lot of emotions on both sides.
And in that sense, isn't it a relief just to have that resolution that, hey, here's where it's going and here's where we're moving forward?
It is. I think at least we now have some direction, at least in the near term, what that will look like. And hopefully our fans are understanding of that.
There you go. Appreciate you spending a few moments,
Tim,
with us.
Thanks. Pleasure, as always.
All righty. Chris Antonetti joining us here as part of our Wahoo Week coverage in Goodyear, Arizona.